wanted to mention as well, and look, we talk about the health service from time to time on this programme and people talking about waiting times and access to issues. We spent plenty of time mentioning when things go right, and we spent time, obviously, mentioning when things go wrong as well. Now, the HSE have launched a new online feedback platform for Kerry and Cork patients. That platform is allowing the public to share their healthcare experiences in a more accessible way. An independent moderation team will review the feedback, and the HSE will respond after consulting staff. So it's all going to be published online, both the patient stories and the responses, and will run alongside the existing Your Service, Your Say platform. Now, last year, to give you an idea, 16,400 complaints, which is an 11% increase in 2023, were given to the Your Service, Your Say process, and this is a new aspect of it. With me in the line to talk about this is Solicitor Scarlett Griffin O'Sullivan, who's a partner with Callan Tansey firm. Scarlett, good morning to you, and thanks very much for talking to us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay,
thank you for having me.
Your clients have responded on this feedback element, and there's an issue. What's the issue for you?
The main issue is this just another layer of red tape that further distances patients from their treating medical staff? Like, everybody wants there to be a better, more transparency, better communication, and, you know, for trust to be rebuilt between patients and the HSE. However, I just wonder if this is just another managerial layer. There's also no indication as to what budget is going to, how much this is going to cost. Who are the moderators going to be? Will they be medical staff? I just, perhaps it's a little bit simplistic, but I just wonder, in some ways, a lot of patients who might come into us with queries and questions about their care, perhaps if they were to be asked that before they leave the hospital, or perhaps at a review appointment, wouldn't it be a much better way for patients to feel that they've been heard, and also for doctors and nurses, if it's a case that it's a positive experience in the hospital, no better way than to have that compliment face to face and to say, look, you did a really good job, I'm really happy with my care. And also, this all seems to be online. Your Service, Your Say, to be fair, you can post in a complaint, you can email a complaint, you can ring up with a complaint. There's a lot more different ways to access it, whereas this new pilot project appears to be only online. So I just feel that it might also exclude certain members of the public who may not have access to the internet, or may be elderly and not IT literate, if you understand what I mean. So there's just a lot of questions to be asked. Furthermore, what is the budget? Would this be better reinvested within the HSE service into staffing, perhaps training, equipment and so on? I think there's a lot more questions to ask about this, and before it is launched. There's also in this, a press article, it indicates that 3/4 of the complaints to Your Service, Your Say in 2023 were dealt with within the statutory 30 working days. I question that. I know normally within the 30-day period, patients will have their complaints acknowledged with an acknowledgement letter. But I've certainly never heard of a complaint being processed in my experience with clients coming into me. And most clients, all they want to know is what happened. I have a query. I haven't been able to get any answers. Nobody, I can't get hold of anyone. I just want, you know, questions to be answered. So I just wonder if perhaps the system was maybe looked at a little bit more simplistically, just to rebuild the doctor-patient relationship, make it more human, more humane, you know. We, as Irish people, we love to have that interpersonal relationship, especially with our doctor. So I just would have more questions, really, in relation to this platform.
There's an online element only in relation to it, rather than talking to a human being,
It would appear to be, exactly. Now, obviously, the moderators are going to filter the information, send it back to the doctor, or the nursing staff to the hospital, and then they filter it back through the moderator. As to whether we haven't been told as to whether then there'll be a plan for the patient to re-engage with the doctor or not, we honestly don't know. That information hasn't been furnished to us, but it just seems to be another layer of red tape. It seems a lot of work that maybe just an old-fashioned questionnaire or a direct question to a patient might clear it, you know what I mean? Everyone feel a lot better.
Is there any argument, Scarlett, to be made for, like, providing this avenue, the feedback, that it might allow the managers in HSC to spot patterns and spot persistent problems that say, okay, we obviously have an issue in this area. The public are not happy. Look how many complaints we've got in of the same kind.
Definitely. I can understand from a statistics point of view, and you know, that's always a positive step, reflective care, and move away from defensive medicine. That's fantastic for patients and staff alike. You know, lessons can always be learned for mistakes that are made invariably within a hospital setting. You know, to have that approach is definitely positive. However, I don't see how that approach couldn't be the same if patients could have greater access perhaps to their doctors and to be asked those questions directly. You know, I had a similar experience. I delivered my three children in Kerry General Hospital. My second was a really, really positive experience. There was a basic questionnaire that I had to fill out with my obs and gynae at my review appointment. And I had the opportunity to really praise the midwife who was just went above and beyond. I'll never forget her name, Katrina. She was wonderful. And I know that that information was trickled down to her. My third pregnancy was a lot more complicated. It wasn't the best experience. The same questionnaire, that's where the difficult experience I had came to light with the consultant. She was very grateful for that information. Did I go on to make a complaint? No, I didn't. I didn't need to. During that consultation, I felt heard and validated. And I was very happy with that from the point of view of that I was able to air any concerns that I had and also ask questions. And I suppose that's a very personal experience for me, but I think for even any other patients coming in, they feel very distanced at times. Once they're discharged, that's it. You know, and everyone who comes in to see me, it's never, you know, what will I get for this? You know, that's never the question. It's how do I go about it? I want to ask a question. I don't understand what happened. How do I go about getting my records? It's to try and help them on that path. And sometimes they get the answers and that's it, and they're quite happy with that. You understand what I mean, Jerry? It's just, yeah. I suppose I'm trying to look at it from the perspective of what's practical, what's more economical from the point of view of money and time, also for the doctors and nurses. Like they're extremely busy, you know what I mean? They're under tremendous pressure. And yeah,
without this element
without
of
a shadow
it,
of doubt.
And an easier
Absolutely.
Way to make that happen.
Yeah.
I take your point. Scarlett,
yeah.
we're out of time, but thanks very much for your view, yeah. and there's plenty to talk about and think about yeah. from that. But thanks for talking to me this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, Jerry. Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go, Scarlett Griffin O'Sullivan there, a partner at Callan Tansey, talking about that new feedback platform and the way it could be done and should be done. If you have a view on that, get in touch.